Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm speaking with Jeff Johnson. And Jeff, you're with Birdsong Peanut Company. Tell me what you do, first of all.
I'm president. Okay. Birdsong is a peanut sheller, one of the largest peanut shellers, and we're a fifth-generation family business.
Well, you were here to give us a little update on Plumpy Nut. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Plumpy Nut is a brand name. More generically, we're talking about peanut paste, which we became interested in about 6 years ago when we learned that peanuts mixed with vegetable oils and milk powder and vitamins and minerals and sugar was really revolutionizing food aid in Africa. And before this product came along, they were only able to save 25% of the starving patients, and now they can save 95%. So it's really a miracle.
Miraculous for sure. Amazing statistic. Give me a couple of the reasons why it's such a good product to take care of this problem.
Unlike the milk powder, which is what they were using before, it doesn't have to be mixed with water, and water is a very scarce, potable water is very scarce in Africa. Second, it has, as you know, peanut butter's got a very long shelf life, maybe 2.5 years. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. It's portable. They just open the packet up and eat it. And it doesn't have to be given in a clinical setting. They can just give the mother a week's supply and send her back to her village and let her feed the child. And in 6 weeks, they come back with a healthy child. And the probably the main thing is kids just love it. I mean, it's sweet, and it's sweet peanut butter, basically. So kids are just crazy about it.
Well, it just, to me, when I was listening to you, that it seemed like an awesome story to tell.
Yeah, I mean, and it's been picked up. That's where we found it. The New York Times wrote an article about a miracle in Africa. The Wall Street Journal, the whole 60 Minutes did a piece on it. It's really, as UNICEF said, a revolution in food.
So if you look ahead, based on the success you've had with this, what do you see going forward? Even beyond, say, just Africa, I'm sure there's other places this would work very well.
Yes. So far, the main use has been for what they call severely or acute malnourished kids who will probably die within a few weeks or will certainly be stunted forever if they don't get immediate help. But there are many times more moderately malnourished people around the world. And there are, if you add in AIDS patients and emergency victims, I mean, this food is perfect. There are probably 1 billion people that could benefit from something like this all around the world.
Well, I think it is, like you said, a miracle story, and one that's, we need more of these kind of stories in today's environment. So, thank you very much. It's great to hear about this project and what's going on and what that might spell for the future and what it means here for the peanut producers themselves. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.